stars are made and played. Powering up for Soccer City. 91.3 FM. Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
More stakeholders, political players condemn AZZ ban on candle symbol. Commission professionals urge to lead fight against misinformation. In international news, hundreds of kidnapped victims from Nigerian, freed from Nigerian jihadists. And finally, in sports news, FAS president GS leave for Mexico.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. Former Good Governance activist and now Chilanga North Independent Parliamentary candidate Gesny Renda has joined other political players in condemning the ban on the use of the candle symbol by independent candidates in the forthcoming elections. The Electoral Commission of Zambia's ECZ yesterday directed all district electoral offices to immediately ban the use of the candle symbol for all independent candidates. Mr. Nyerenda described the move as both unfair and deeply contradictory. Mr. Nyerenda has therefore warned the ECZ against changing electoral rules midway through the process, stating that as such actions undermines public confidence in the electoral system and unfairly disadvantages candidates affected by the directive. He has called on the ECZ to immediately rescind the ban and uphold the principles of fairness, transparency and equal treatment for all candidates. Expressing his frustration, Mr. Nyerenda said he is a victim of the decision and questioned why the ECZ initially approved his use of the candle symbol. He has pointed out that the candle was among the official symbols provided by the ECZ for candidates to select during the nomination process, making the ban both unreasonable and unjustifiable. He has explained that independent candidates, including himself, have already invested substantial financial resources in producing campaign materials and promotional items featuring the candle symbol. He has since emphasized that any attempt to change or ban the symbol at this stage would result in significant financial losses and unnecessary confusion among voters.
I'm very much affected as my symbol that was approved by the ECZ when they declared me validly nominated is a candle. This decision by the ECZ is not only unfair, but also deeply contradictory. The candle was among the official symbols provided by the Electoral Commission of Zambia itself for candidates to choose from during the nomination process. It is therefore unreasonable and unjustifiable for the Commission to attempt to withdraw or ban a symbol that candidates selected from in good faith from the approved ECZ list.
Vice President W.K. Mutalu Nalumango says Zambia has heightened national preparedness measures against Ebola virus disease following the worsening outbreak in neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda. Speaking in a national address, Mrs. Nalumango assured citizens that Zambia has not recorded any confirmed Ebola cases linked to the current outbreak, but remains on high alert due to increased cross-border movement and trade links with affected countries. She has said surveillance has been strengthened nationwide, with health workers placed on alert to quickly identify and report suspected cases. Screening and health checks have also been reinforced at international airports, major border posts, and other strategic entry points. Mrs. Nalumango revealed that the Democratic Republic of Congo has recorded 344 confirmed Ebola cases and 60 deaths, while Uganda has reported 15 cases and one death. She has urged citizens to remain calm, practice good hygiene, avoid spreading misinformation, and immediately report suspected cases through the national toll-free line 7020 or the nearest health facility.
Zambia will continue to act in line with sound public health practice, national laws, and international health obligations. I call upon all citizens to remain calm, alert and responsible. Ebola spreads through direct contact with the blood or body fluids of a person who is sick with or has died from Ebola. Anyone someone who develops symptoms such as fever, severe weakness, vomiting, diarrhea, unexplained bleeding, or other symptoms consistent with Ebola, especially after travel to an affected area or contact with a suspected case, should seek medical attention immediately and avoid close contact with others until assessed by health personnel.
In a separate development, the Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST, has strongly condemned the rising trend of using youths for political violence during election campaigns. ZEHEST says Zambia deserves better and that youths are the cornerstones of the nation, and their continued use in political violence jeopardizes not only the country's future, but also their education and dignity. ZEHEST Executive Director Clarence Monde Muziamba has urged political players to prioritize peaceful campaigns focused on ideas rather than intimidation and violence. Mr. Muziamba has called on all political stakeholders to safeguard peace and national unity by avoiding the exploitation of young people during elections.
As Zambian Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST, we strongly condemn the growing trend of politicians using youths as instruments of violence during campaigns. Our mandate is empowering through skills building. We believe Zambian youths are builders of our nation, not weapons to be used for destruction. Every act of political violence robs a young person of their future, their education, and their dignity. As ZEHEST, we call for peaceful campaigns. Politics must be about ideas, not intimidation. Youth protection. Leaders must safeguard, not exploit young people. National unity. Zambia's peace is bigger than any election. Youth, your energy is needed in entrepreneurship, innovation, and skills development, not in street fights. Say no to be used. We urge all political parties, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, law enforcement, regional leaders, to act now and protect our youth.
Government has urged public relations communicators to uphold integrity and professionalism amid the growing challenges of misinformation and disinformation on digital platforms. Media and Information Permanent Secretary Tabo Kabwana did stress that communication professionals play an indispensable role in supporting democracy by providing citizens with accurate, timely and credible information. Speaking during the official opening of the Zambia Institute of Public Relations and Communication, ZIPRAC, annual conference in Livingston, Mr. Kawana said that the newly approved Zambia Institute of Public Relations and Communication General Regulations of 2026 will transform and professionalize the country's communications sector.
Communication is not merely about sharing information. It is about building trust. It is about shaping understanding, and ultimately, it is about strengthening the relationship between institutions and the people they serve. In line with this commitment, government recently approved the Zambia Institute for Public Relations and Communications General Regulations 2026 prepared by the This milestone marks a crucial step in the professionalization of the communication sector in Zambia. These regulations are not just administrative, they are transformational. They establish a framework that promotes ethics, promotes competence, promotes accountability, and indeed promotes professionalism.
Speaking at the same event, Zambia Institute of Public Relations and Communication ZIPRAC President Irene Chipili has urged public relations practitioners to uphold professionalism and comply with the ZIPRAC Act. Ms. Chipili emphasized the importance of skills, experience and continuous professional development in advancing communication practice.
PR and communication professionals, the objective of ZIPRAC is to raise the standard of PR and communication practice in Zambia, as enshrined in the ZIPRAC Act number 11 of 2022. In doing so, our growth must and should always focus on